שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר
זוהר. We are reading from Zohar for All, in the introduction for the Zohar, the second mitzvah, item 202. You can download the movie, the book at the Kabda TV. Relevant questions will be aired. You may ask questions over there. The second mitzvah.
אז אנחנו כאן דיברנו על מצוות אהבה.
So we talked about the precept of love, the most important, the most constructive precept in the Torah, as it's written, love your friend as yourself, and from the love of the creatures to the love of the Creator. But this precept is the second one, not it is less important, rather we talk about the order. That first we have to reach the first precept, which is Yirah, fear or trepidation, because we build it above our ego, above our nature. So first of all, we have to construct ourselves with fear out of our ego towards the quality of love and bestowal. And afterwards, we construct the attribute of love in us. So, our sages talked about it, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar, the precept of love, and we continue. Let's go, 202.
202. Rabbi Shimon took him and kissed him.
Meaning, he entered a certain connection with him, which is called Neshika, kiss. There is a Chibur, Nishuk, Zivug.
Rabbi Pinchas came and kissed him and blessed him.
Another addition of on the connection, Berech, blessed.
And said, it must be that the Creator has sent me here. This is the fine light that I was told was integrated in my house, and which afterwards will illuminate the entire world. Rabbi Elazar replied, certainly, this fear must not be forgotten in all the mitzvot, much less in the mitzvah of love. Fear should be attached to it. And how is it attached? Love is good on one side, when he gives him wealth and bounty, long life, sons and nourishments, and then fear should be evoked, to fear lest he will cause the sin and his fortune would turn on him. It is written about that, happy is he who is always fearful, for fear is included in love. 203.
Meaning that you cannot be in a state of love without fear. Rather, you have to have fear, and on top of it, precisely in the same exact measure, you can have love. Meaning, fear is the foundation for love.
203. And thus, one should evoke the fear on the other side of harsh din.
There's a question here. I have to complete the entire degree of fear and then approach love, or I acquired a little bit of fear, I can construct love on top of it, and then the love that I develop demands of me to develop my fear. Additionally, as this happened once at a time, one after the other, fear, love, on the degrees of Shorosh, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, or is it going fear first and then love? Then there's this and the other. I want to say in advance, we acquire the degree of Bina and then the degree of Chochmah, and together we build our attitude towards Keter. So it turns out that when we construct the degree of love, degree of Chochmah, after the degree of Bina, Chochmah demands of us to increase Chasadim. There's Chasadim, and there's Chasadim Shlemim, complete mercy. There's faith and complete faith. Meaning that inside Chasadim, you have the light of Chochmah that clothes in them. So therefore there's the degree of Chasadim, which is, you know, delighted in mercy, as we say, The one who lives in the forest is happy and content with his lot. He has only have mercy. There's no love, no nothing. But he only rises above his will to receive, because more than that, he cannot be in connection with divinity. And then he reaches additional degrees where he constructs such a connection with divinity, which is from the middle of Bina and upwards. But in that, he has to develop such a light of mercy, of Hasadim, in which light of Chochmah can clothe in. This is the more advanced light of Hasadim. Again, 203.
And thus, one should evoke the fear on the other side of harsh din. For when one sees that he is under harsh din, judgment, he should evoke the fear, and fear his master properly, and not harden his heart. It is written about that, he who hardens his heart will fall into calamity, meaning that he will fall to the other side, which is called evil. It follows that fear clings to both sides, the side of good and love, and the side of harsh din, and she is included in them. If fear is included in the side of goodness and love, it is complete love as it should be, since fear is a mitzvah that contains all the mitzvot in the Torah.
Pay attention here. He's talking about love, but he repeats the idea of fear. This is the second precept, right? But he keeps talking about the first precept.
For fear is a mitzvah that includes all the mitzvot in the Torah, as it is the gate of the faith in the Creator. And according to the awakening of one's fear, the faith in the Creator's guidance is in him. Hence, the fear must not be forgotten in each and every mitzvah. It is especially so with the mitzvah of love, meaning that fear must be evoked along with it, since the fear is actually united in the mitzvah of love. For this reason, one must evoke the fear on both sides of the love, on love during mercy and success of one's ways, and on love during the harsh din. This is why he says that fear must adhere to love. And how does it adhere to it? He indicates, so we will not err in his words regarding what we said, that complete love is when one takes one's soul during the harsh din. And let us think that the meaning is that we should not be afraid of the harsh din whatsoever, but only cling to his love with devotion and without any fear. This is why he explains that the fear must adhere to love. And how does it adhere to it?
Since they cancel each other, how can I be fearful of someone that I love? Then it's not love. Love doesn't appear to us this way. Yes?
Should fear also be evoked at that time, as one evokes the complete love? Here he repeats the two sides of the love, whether in din or in chesed, and the success of his ways. He says that one must evoke the fear on both sides of love, that during the chesed and the success of one's ways, fear of the Creator should be evoked, lest the sin will cause his love of the Creator to chill. By that, he includes fear in love.
Meaning that the fear, the trepidation, is not from the Creator, rather in how I can, you know, diminish my love towards him. We're not afraid of him. We don't talk about that. This is below the machsom. Above the machsom are the degrees of love. Meaning I'm not afraid of him. I'm walking towards him and I'm afraid that my love towards him will diminish, that I'll be confused, I'll, you know, do anything. Meaning, it's not fear of the judgment, of retribution. There is no such thing. Rather, a person is already above that. He's afraid that he would somehow harm or love less or give less contentment than he is able to. This is fear.
Also, on the other side of the love, during the harsh din, he should evoke fear of the Creator and not harden his heart or stray his mind from the din. By that, he includes the fear in love as well. If he does so, he is always in complete love, as it should be.
Since fear in such a way that I constantly care that maybe I cannot complete the love, maybe there's something additional to give or to do, and I'm unable, maybe I'm not discerning enough, maybe I'm not aware enough of those things. This fear is the engine to increase the love and to ascend in those degrees of love. Yeah? So, first half of the path is to acquire the fear, the degree of bina, or faith, emunah, and then towards love. And so the second half, this care, this concern, you know, this fear is sort of is multiplied. But certainly, it's not the same as below machson, which is at my expense. It's always towards the beloved.
In regard to the integration of fear and love on the side of Chesed, he brings the verse, "Happy is he who is always fearful." He explains the word always to mean that even when the Creator treats him favorably, he should fear him lest he will cause the sin.
Now here the question is, how to constantly be in the state of fear. Fear, of course, here it is above his ego. But what types of fear one should awaken here constantly? Yeah? This means to be always fearful. I mean, he always looks, how can I add? Am I not diminishing somehow, or am I, you know, missing? You know, meaning I don't give enough, I don't complete enough this degree of love. If we would behave in such a way in our world, between us, in the family, in general, yeah.
And about the integration of the love on the side of Din, he brings the verse, "He who hardens his heart will fall into calamity." It means that one should not harden one's heart at the time of Din for any reason in the world, for then he will fall into the Sitra Achra, who is called evil. Rather, at that time he must evoke the fear even more, to fear him, and to include the fear in his complete love of that time. Although both the first fear and the second fear are not for his own benefit, but only for fear that he will decline in bringing contentment to his Maker.
The first and second illumination are not for him, his sake, so that he fears for himself. Only the fear that he for somehow would not, you know, would diminish the contentment, making contentment towards his created beings and the Creator.
Thus, the first two mitzvot have been clarified. The first mitzvah, fear, is the whole of Torah and mitzvot. It is Bereshit, And it is explained in the first verse. In the beginning, Bereshit, God created the heaven and the earth.
Meaning the precepts of you shall not do.
In other words, fear is the Reshit, is the first. And the heaven and the earth, which are Zon, and their branches, Biyah, came out of it. The second verse means its punishment, four deaths, Tohu, strangulation, Bohu, stoning, darkness, burning, and spirit, killing. The second mitzvah is love. It is explained in the verse, and God said, let there be light. There are two sides to it. The first side lives happily, with wealth, long lives, children, and nourishments. The second side is, with all your soul and with all your might. When he takes your soul and your possessions, the love will be as complete as when he gives you wealth and long life.
Certainly, we are not discussing any form of payment from this world. You know, wealth, sons, nourishment. This describes the process a person undergoes while correcting his soul. What is wealth? I received a lot of chokhmah inside the light of chassadim. Nourishment, sons, those are the next degrees, etc.
To discover this love, the light of the act of creation was concealed. And when it was concealed, the harsh din came out. Also, the love should be mingled with the fear on both its sides.
What does it mean that the light was concealed? There's a harsh judgment. So to discover this life, the light of the act of creation was concealed. What does it mean to discover this love, to disclose this love? Only when the light is concealed, I can develop of my own the yearning above the pleasures, despite the pleasures, prepare myself and ask for corrections, so that the Masach would come, Tzimtzum Masach O Chozer, before the light, that I have an opportunity to do something, before the light comes and I will be complete, Klipa, then the Creator conceals these pleasures from me, and then from the concealment, or in that state, I can learn how to arrange my attitude correctly towards those spiritual pleasures. I acquire the force of restriction of Masach O Chozer by the group, by the prayer, and then I reach a state where I can discover the Creator in the corrected Kli. So, in order to discover this love, the light of the act of creation was concealed. And everything was so that we would be able to stand independently in front of the Creator. So all this greatness, all these pleasures were all concealed, so that we would be able to construct out of ourselves, in us, the correct attitude towards it. Yeah. Also, one should include fear and love on both of its sides.
Also, the love should be mingled with fear on both its sides. On the first side, one should fear that he will not cause the sin, and his love will be diminished. On the second side, one should fear the concealing, which is the judgment to which the Creator sentences him, as it is according to the literal meaning of the words of the Zohar. However, to continue the clarification with the rest of the mitzvot, we must clarify the matters more deeply in the high degrees of Atzilut. The Zohar refers to the four letters Havaya, Chub Tum, as fear, love, Torah, and mitzvah. Yud, Chochmah, is fear. The first He, Bina, is love. Vav is the Torah, and the bottom He is mitzvah. It is written, in the beginning God created. This is the first among all mitzvot. And this fear is called the fear of God, the beginning, Reshit, since Partzuf of Ari Chanpin is the whole of the world of Atzilut, which shines to all the worlds through its clothes, which are called Abba Ve'ima, and Ishsut and Zon.
What exists below it in the world of Atzilut, it is the source of light, Ari Chanpin, and then through Abba Ve'ima and Zon, of course, Ishsut and Zon. And Zon, he illuminates to who? To the souls that are below the Parsa and the worlds of Bia.
It is also called Chochmas Tima.
Ari Chanpin is called so.
Chochmas Tima, meaning blocked Chochmah, since its Chochmah was blocked in its Rosh, and it does not give any of it
this
to the world.
Chochmah does not influence the world, does not bestow the world, but there's something below it that does bestow.
Rather, only Bina de Ari Chanpin shines on the world.
It exited the head of Ari Chanpin to Garon of Ari Chanpin, and from there it bestows to the whole world.
Therefore, this Bina is called Reshit, as it is the beginning and the root of all the worlds. It is also called the fear of the Creator, fear of sublimity, since He is great and rules over everything.
Ari Chanpin,
the essence and the root of all the worlds, and everything is regarded as nothing compared to Him. And Zon, which are called heaven and earth, came out of it. This is the meaning of the verse Bereshit, in the beginning, meaning with fear, God created heaven and earth, which are Zon.
Let us... This is long. Let's go to questions. Are there any questions, please? First of all, who thought now when we were reading about the degree of the fetus, the connection between the friends, asked the Creator to correct him? Difficult, right? Because we were immersed in trying to understand the text on its own. I mean, simply, maybe from here you'll understand how important it is what the Kabbalists and sages, our forefathers, have established, that everything should be learned by rote. Because only if you have in your head, everything is, you know, rests, you know, laid in you like as if in a box, each and everything, then you are able to start working with it. You know it, you understand it, you feel it, and then all the innovations, you can work with them and receive them. It's difficult first time.
Yeah.
But still, surrounding light is acting on us.
Scott from England is asking, how can one evoke the fear?
It depends what kind of fear. Even the fear of this world is a good fear. I'm afraid of the Creator. The Creator would cause me some harm. How can the good and benevolent do anything bad? But I feel bad. I feel bad in life sometimes, right? Where is it coming from? From Him. So I feel that bad came from me. From Him, meaning only on the condition that I am able to justify Him and understand that it is coming not from Him, but rather the evil, the bad, is coming from the source which is opposed to Him, meaning from myself. Then on this condition, I can stop this fear, this corporeal, egoistic fear. Otherwise, I'm in a state of fear from the Creator. You know, He will reward me or punish me. Is it worth it or not? Maybe I'll give some charity. He'll give me something better. I'll ask from Him. will, you know, you'll consider me and it will become be a little better. And that's what we see from people's behavior. So until I arise from this calculation above it, how can I rise above it? Meaning that I either feel bad or not feel bad. Tell me. Let's say I asked. I asked the Creator to bring me closer, to do anything He wants from me. I want to be closer to You. I came closer. What do I discover now? That He's good who does good, good and malevolent, that everything is for the good, and then it comes from me, then my fear disappears. How can I advance? Meaning, we know that without fear, I'm unable. You know, my donkey needs constantly to be afraid, fearful. In every degree, I have to maintain that fear because all the previous degrees are in me. They're not erased. Meaning, I have to maintain my fear, even that I would receive a blow from him, or he will punish me somehow, will shame me, will cause me this or that, that all those things will remain, will not be erased, because all these desires are never erased. Those desires are not erased. And then on top of them, I have to maintain my fear in accordance with those desires, meaning there is certain process of construction of this mechanism called fear in each and every degree that I construct, and this is how I ascend. And I never cancel the past degrees and the previous fear, each in his own place. That's why when I rise even to the highest degrees, I can go down, I can descend back down and care for this littlest person, because I have all the degrees in me. I can create a certain emulation or adaptation to each and every degree. This is the matter of conception later, Ibu, that you go to the next degree, that you're in Yenika and Mochin, and you can care for the lower and enter the Ibu. Just like in our world, the little girl grows up, becomes a woman, and can enter the state of gestation. That's how we, in all these degrees, during the time of Gadlut, and during her time of Katnut, they remain. Imagine, if we would not go through the phases of childhood, would we have known how to act as children? No. Simple. We would not be able. Meaning, fear has to remain in the degree of attainment, in the same state in each and every degree as it were before. Yes.
Artum from Chile is asking, what fear is more important? The fear from the bigger person, or the fear that I won't be able to bestow to him?
The fear that I would not be able to bestow to him, of course. And let's go to Tas. And we'll go to the second part of the lesson.